From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the United States has accused Iran of supplying Houthi rebels in Yemen with a missile fired into Saudi Arabia in July and called on the UN to hold Tehran accountable. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said such activity violates Security Council resolutions. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has accused Iran of direct military aggression after a missile was fired from Yemen toward Riyadh Saturday. U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert said it is too early to determine who was responsible.
That is the situation that we're continuing to assess right now. We don't have a full determination on who is responsible for that.
Iran's foreign minister dismissed the allegation as contrary to reality. University of Denver International Affairs professor Jonathan Edelman said a tough policy toward Iran is part of the Crown Prince's overall strategy.
With Mohammed bin Salman trying to revise the entire nature of Saudi Arabia, what would be the best possible way to unite the country under him? To have an enemy like Iran.
The Security Council is to meet Wednesday to discuss the humanitarian situation in Yemen, where the Saudi-led coalition has closed access to the country's sea, land, and airports to cut off weapons shipments. Fidel Achaib is with the World Health Organization, describes the humanitarian situation in Yemen as bad.
It's also battling a very serious cholera outbreak. Since months, we are trying to stop it.
Cholera cases are said to top 900,000 since April. Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has warned that democracy in her West African country is under threat after the Supreme Court put an indefinite hold on a presidential runoff election over fraud allegations. Former footballer George Weah and Vice President Joseph Boakai were to face off Tuesday in a ballot to replace the term-limited Johnson Sirleaf. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump, before leaving for China, spoke Wednesday to South Korean lawmakers and compared the success of the South to the stark contrast that is North Korea.
The more successful South Korea becomes, the more decisively you discredit the dark fantasy at the heart of the Kim regime.
Mr. Trump, recalling the sacrifices made during the Korean War, told the National Assembly the North, with its nuclear and missile programs, must not try the patience of the U.S.
We will not permit America or our allies to be blackmailed or attacked. We will not allow American cities to be threatened with destruction. We will not be intimidated, and we will not let the worst atrocities in history be repeated here on this ground we fought and died so hard to secure.
Mr. Trump earlier had to abandon a surprise visit to the demilitarized zone separating the Koreas because of bad weather. His five-nation, 12-day Asia trip has been dominated by the twin issues of North Korea and trade. In Washington, a Senate committee has unanimously backed new sanctions targeting Chinese banks that do business with North Korea. The measure, named in honor of the late Otto Warmbier, the American college student medically evacuated in a coma from a North Korean prison early this year and died days later after arriving in the U.S. Russia has rejected a report by the International Inquiry blaming the Syrian government for a deadly toxic gas attack, putting a joint mandate of the investigation team in doubt. The group's report blamed Syria for the April 4 attack that killed more than 80 civilians. Russia said without changes, the report will become a tool to settle accounts with Syria. Jonathan Allen is the British deputy ambassador.
In 2013, Russia promised the world that Syria would abandon all of its chemical weapons. Today, to the cost of the people of Syria and to the cost of the international consensus against chemical weapons, that promise remains unfulfilled.
The team's mandate is set to expire next week. Zimbabwe state-controlled media said sacked Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa was plotting to seize power before he was dismissed Monday. Mnangagwa likely seen as a successor to the 93-year-old President Robert Mugabe. The UN Security Council is to take up the deepening crisis in Venezuela in a formal session Monday. The opposition-controlled National Assembly said inflation exceeded 800% in the first 10 months of the year. In U.S. politics, Democrats kept the governor's chair in Virginia during elections Tuesday while picking up the seat vacated by New Jersey Republican Governor Chris Christie. Meanwhile, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio won a second term as mayor of the country's largest city. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.